Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Mori Rav Hillel ben Meir Chamechel Zichron Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Akron Zichron Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Bet, and we are up to Perek Chav Gimel. Eila ve'eila divrei David Achronim. These are the last words of David, the words of Nevuah of David concerning the end of days, according to Targum Yonasan. So Rashi comes along and he says, what were the first words of David? That these are the last ones. So the answer is, they must be the Shira that were said before. The other stuff are not referred to as divrei Nevuah. They're not called Devarim. And so the Abarbanel says, divrei over here doesn't refer to Nevuah unless it's part of a bigger expression, right? Which seems to suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved. And so therefore, the Abarbanel rejects Rashi's opinion that this parak is a continuation of the previous parak. He said it should have been found into Tehillim if that were the case. So the Abarbanel says that what we're doing over here is we're getting a general introduction to everything that David HaMelech did, because we find out what he was doing and what was going on. That's what we're dealing with. These are those words, says the Abarbanel, the words of introduction that David wrote when he completed everything that he did. And so, David, what does he mean? What does he mean that he's raised on high? The Mitzudos David said that he stayed steadfast throughout his life. When he was a shepherd, he kept also now. And he's also an Im Zmiros Yisrael. He's the sweet singer of Am Yisrael. Rashi says, we don't sing songs in the Beis HaMikdash other than the praises of David HaMelech. There are no other songs that are sung, which is going to be a real problem in the future for all the guys in the Jewish music industry. If they want to get a stage at a Beis HaMikdash concert, it's not going to happen, right? And so here we have the Malbim. We have an introduction. It says that we have an introduction to David HaMelech's works. The work consists in three categories. The Tehillim of his personal life, that's David ben Yishai. The Tehillim after he went up to the king, the throne, that's Hukam Ol. And also the fate of Am Yisrael, which is Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael. There are three different categories being described here. V'ruach Hashem, Diber B'yim Yilaso Alashoni, the Spirit of Hashem spoke to me, unlike other people who were self-inspired, says the Abarbanel, I get my spirit from Hashem. And Yilaso Alashoni, his word was on my tongue. Abarbanel again says David wasn't a Navi, so he says maybe he's trying to understand between the Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh he does have. Nevuah is a spirit, says the Abarbanel, that descends both on the intellectual and the imaginal, right? Which allows somebody to visualize great and awesome sights. But Ruach HaKodesh only comes on the tongue and lips. The words are the person's own. They just come out in a godly inspired manner. That's what we mean. So when we talk about somebody having Ruach HaKodesh today, what we're saying is he has his own ideas, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu is bringing him out in a godly, inspired way. Amar Elokei Yisrael li diber tzur Yisrael, Moshe ba'adam tzadik Moshe yiras Elokim. The God of Israel said concerning me, the Rock of Israel, a ruler over men shall be a righteous man, he that rules over that rules in Yerushalayim. What does he mean? Hashem spoke concerning David to Shmuel, telling him that he should make him a ruler on the condition that he rules Hashem with a sense of Yerushalayim, says the Radak. In other words, and Rashi says, no, Hashem spoke to me, and he told me that I should be a ruler over people. That's why I had the responsibility, and that's what the Gemara Morid Katan suggests as well. The righteous man, who is the ruler over me? The righteous man. And that's the way it goes. In other words, Mitzudas David says that when a righteous man rules, the fear of Hashem rules. Because his whole ambition is to make Yerush Hashem apparent in the masses. Ukaor Boker Yizrach Shemesh, and so is the light of the morning when the sun shines. Boker Lo Avos Minoga Mimata Desha Me'eretz. It's a morning without clouds, more than the light that follows the rain that falls on the grass of the earth. In other words, he assured me that my greatness would increase constantly like the light of the morning that grows brighter and brighter, says Rashi. In other words, and the Alshah says, the light of the morning is the light that follows the period of darkness of Galus. So David says, the true glory of Malchus Beis David comes during the Imos HaMashiach. Kilo Kain Beisi Im Ekel. My house is not so with Hashem. Kibris Olam Samli Arucha Bakol. Hashem made a covenant with me, and he Ushmura, and he made it. It's fully set forth and guarded. Kichol yishi for all my salvation. V'chol chefetz kilo yatzmiach. Hashem will not go ahead and bring out somebody else in the process. That my family is going to be the family that it's supposed to be. Ubliyal kikotz munad kolham kilo biyad yikachu. The Rishonim are all like thorns thrust away. They can't be taken in hand, right? What is he referring to over here? There's a reference to Malchus Yeravim and everyone else who, unlike his own kingdom, had no healthy fruits. They were just thorns to anyone subjected to them. So Malchus Beis David continued throughout the period of Malachim, as we're going to learn very early on in the next week or so. But the Malchus Yisrael that paralleled with the 10 tribes, everyone kept fighting everybody else, and the new leader was constantly growing. V'ishi gabohem yamali barzel, if a man touches them, he should be armed with iron. V'etz chanis, and the staff of a spear, uba'ish sarof yisrifu bashevet, and with fire they'll be utterly burned in their place. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on his throne of justice, the thorns have no other purpose other than to be burned and to warm yourself with it. And that's the way it goes to the Rishayim. They will get cut down to size. Now, having had the beginning over here, the rest of the Perek is going to be devoted to a list of heroes who distinguished themselves in David's military campaigns. Similarly, we'll find in Divrei Hayamim who these other people are, and there are going to be some inconsistencies. And through many of the inconsistencies, we're going to get some consideration. There are deviations which should be noted, and we'll pay attention to them as we go ahead. So first of all, the first thing we're going to see is in Divrei Hayamim in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud, the description of the campaign against the Yebusi. We find the leadership. We find Yoshavam ben Achimoni as the chief of captains, and we have Elazar ben Dodo, etc. We have 46 warriors. Corresponds with the account over here, but we have two other lists of warriors. And in that regard, the following questions: if all the warriors are mentioned were David's heroes, why is only the first group here, and why is the initial group, which parallels the list over here, why is the initial group mentioned in Divrei Hayamim only 46 of 46, and we only have 30 of them listed here? So these are some of the issues that are raised over here, and the Abarbanel says that the list in Divrei Hayamim follows the account of David's coming up to the throne. And so therefore, those were not the people who stayed with him after his coronation, just the group that helped him come up to the coronation. And here we have the people who stayed with him across the board. Right? So, Elish Mosa Gibor Mashallah David, Yoshe Beshevet Tachmoni, they sat in the assembly of the wise, Rosh HaShlishi, the chief of the threesome, who Adino Ha'etzoni al Shmona Meos Chalab Pamachas. Adino Atzoni lifted his spear against 800 and he killed them all at once. Bachar Valazar ben Dodo ben Achosi Beshlosha Gibor Mimdabi Becharfim Beplishtim Nesu Shamla Melchama Beyalwish Yisrael. Afterwards came Valazar ben Dodo, who was among the three mighty men that were with David when they risked their lives against the Plishtim and when they went to do battle. Right? So we see that that's we go. Now, who is Rosh HaShlosha? So the Radak quotes the Gemara Moed Katan, who says that's Amri Yitzchak and Yaakov. David should have been, honored equally. And we know that in the future, the Gemara Mitzchakim says that in the future, that David will be able to lead the benching at Sudas Leviathan in that regard. And so what happened? Ba'alu ish Yisrael, who come ba'yach ba'plishtim ad ki yaga yado batid bak yado alacher ba'yas Hashem chua gedol ba'yamahu. Right? So Elazar ben Dodo rose up and he smote the plishtim until his hands got tired and his hands hung to the sword, and Hashem did a victory that day. Ba'am yashuvu acharav ach lefashet. When they came after Elazar ben Dodo, he had done all the work. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done the work through his hand, and all the people had to do was go ahead and gather the booty off the slain. B'achar Rav Shama ben Ega Harari, V'yasu Plishtim L'chaya, V'atit Shem Chalkas Asadim Mele Adashim Amnasim Bnei Plishtim. The Plishtim were gathered together into a troop. There was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the people ran away for the Plishtim. And he stood himself in the middle of the area, and he defended it, and he killed the Plishtim, and Hashem did a great Yeshua. And so the three of the 30 chiefs went down. So they went, they came in at the time of the harvest, and they came in to David to the cave of Adullam. Bechayas Plishtim Chona Beimek Refaim, and the Plishtim were hanging out in Emek Refaim. V'David Oz B'Mitzuda U'Matzah Plishtim Oz Beis Lachem. So David was in Mitzuda, and the Plishtim were in Beis Lachem. V'Yisav David V'Yomer Mi Ashikeni Ma'imi Bor Beis Lachem Asher Bashar. And David said, "Who's going to get me water from the Bor Beis Lachem?" V'Yivaku Shlushas Gibor M'Machne Plishtim V'Yishavu Ma'imi Bor Beis Lachem Asher Bashar. And so the three people broke through the camp, and they drew water out of the water of Beis Lachem in the gate. V'Yisu V'Yaviu El David V'Lo'av L'Shtosam, and they brought it to David. He refused to drink it. V'Asach Osam L'Hashem, he poured it out for Hashem. Now we know that this is not exactly meant to be understood in the basic level of interpretation, right? He needed to go ahead and ask a question of the Sanhedrin. That's what it means when he asks that he should have water, mi bor beis lechem, right? That's what he meant. He wanted to go to the Sanhedrin and ask them to give you water, emayim ala Torah. And that's what he did. Others suggest, the Radak, that that's not what happened. David wanted the water to do nisa chamayim. And so that meant this issue was done. This issue was done on Chag HaSukkos, but the Gemara goes ahead and says a little bit differently. The Mesorah handed down from the Beis Medrash of Shmuel Aramasi is whoever endangers his life for the sake of the word of Torah, we don't go ahead and bring out his message in his lifetime. You're not supposed to go ahead and do that. And so, therefore, David could not state it in his own name. He had to give credit for the ruling of the Sanhedrin to everybody. He said, "Far be it from me that I should do this. Should I drink the blood of the people who went into jeopardy?" He wouldn't get involved. He wouldn't go ahead and make and take the credit. And so their stuff, those the actions that were done by the Shloshas Hagiborim. Avisha Achio ben Tsruyahu Rosh HaShalishi, who Orer Eschaniso HaShalosh Menoschala below Shem Shlosha. Avishai was the chief of the three. He raised his sword against 300 people at one time, and he got a big name. Min HaShlosha Achi Nechbad. Of the three, he was the most honored. Vahilam Lassar, he was the captain. But Vahad HaShlosha Loba, but until the three, he didn't, to the three warriors, he didn't get the status. Benayo ben Yehuda was the son of a great man, Rab Poalim Mikavtzel, Huikash Shnei Ariel Moav. He went down and got rid of the two mighty men of Moab. We are Vikas Ariel Besoch Abor B'Yom HaShelech. He also defeated the lion in the pit on the day of the snow. What does that mean? He neither left anyone like him in the Bayis Rishon or the Bayis Sheni. So Binayahu's strength knocked out the fortifications of Moab. Shlomo HaMelech built it, was a descendant of Rusa Moabiah, and despite the fact that the lion is usually stronger, human being is naturally weaker on a cold, snowy day. Yeah, that wasn't the case with Benayahu, because Isha Mitzri Ishor Mareh, Liara Mitzri Chanis, he also killed an Egyptian, a man who has very, very striking appearance. Yeah, Rabbi Nel says that he was a huge, menacing warrior. And so, Liara Mitzri Chanis, he had a spear, Vayir Deilab Bashivet, and he grabbed the spear from the hand of the Egyptian. So he killed him with his own spear, right? He went down only with the staff, and he did this. He also got a name among the three mighty warriors. He was of the 30, he was the most honored, but to the first three, he didn't get to their level. David put him over his following. Asael, the brother of Yoav, was among the 30. Elchanan ben Dodo Beis Lechem, Elchanan ben Dodo Beis Lechem, Shama Acherodi Alika Acherodi Chelat Sapati Ira ben Yekesh Atakoi Aviezer Anasosi Mibnei Chushasi Tamon Achalchosi Meharei Netofosi Chelat ben Mana Hanetofosi Itai ben Rivai Migivas Bnei Binyamin Bnei Parosoni Hadi Minachlei Noash Abi Elvon Haravasi Azma Sabarchumi El Yachba Ha Shal Avoni Bnei Yashen Yehonasan Shama Harari Achiram Ben Sarah Harari Elifelet Ben Ach Sivai Ben Amachasi Eliam Ben Achitova Giloni Chatsro Hakarmeli Chatsrei Hakarmeli Parai Harbi Yigal Ben Nasan Mitova Bnei Agadi Telekamoni Nachrai Beirosi Nose Kleyoa Ben Tsruya Ira Hayasri Gariv Hayisri Uri Achiti Kol Shloshim Misheva. So then we have all these other people. There were 37 in all. They were the people who were in David HaMelech's inner circle. With that, we close out the 23rd parak of Sefer Shmuel Bet. And as a Hashem, tomorrow we will close Sefer Shmuel and start tomorrow with start on Shabbos with Sefer Melachim. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.